As more Americans are vaccinated against COVID-19, there's some thought that could lead to an increase in travel, specifically air travel. And there's even a name for it, revenge travel. Joining me to talk about this and about whom we may be looking to exact revenge is Brett Snyder, president and founder of Cranky Concierge Air Travel Assistance and Cranky Flyer Airline Industry Blog. And Brett, what exactly does revenge travel actually mean?
Sounds like a very sinister name. I can't say it's a great name for what it is. But it's really, I suppose, about getting revenge on the pandemic. And so, you know, you've been cooped up for a year and people want to get out there and they want to travel again. They want to do it really badly. And somehow this name has started to circulate about this.
So people really want to stick it to the virus, so they're going to get on an airplane.
I guess so. I don't think the virus cares.
So how has the airline industry been affected over the last year? I mean, obviously, earlier on, many, many, many fewer people were traveling than typical. We've seen that pick up a little bit, I think, over the last little while here. But overall, how has the pandemic impacted the airline industry?
Yeah, it's been devastating. You know, you have an industry that after the events of 9/11 thought, wow, we couldn't see anything that would have this kind of impact ever again. And this is far larger by every metric. You know, you just saw an almost disappearance of air travel in the beginning. And here we are a year later, where if an airline can fill half of the capacity it had before, that would be a tremendous victory. You know, it makes it really, really challenging for the industry. It has picked up, as you've mentioned, but what's really picked up has been more leisure travel, people visiting family, friends, those types of things. But business travel still remains very low, and that's always been a lucrative part of the business for the airlines.
Well, it sounds like in some ways, airlines are really banking right now on people trying to take revenge on the pandemic. If business travel is not really where it used to be and it's mostly leisure travel, that seems to be what airlines are hoping for right now.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not even just with pricing, which can be lower, especially for last minute tickets, but even on the routes that they choose to operate. Phoenix has done really well during the pandemic because it's a great destination that people want to go to, and it's held up better than places such as where I am, just an hour west by airplane in the LA area.
What are folks in the industry saying about when things might get back to some semblance of normal, or if, you know, last year at this time is never going to happen again, it's going to be some kind of new normal?
Yeah, I think the expectation is that there likely will be some sort of new normal. But most industry projections aren't for traffic to return to 2019 levels until probably 2023, 2024. We're talking pretty far out here. The leisure world, we will see that do better sooner. But we also don't know how things will change for business travel. We'll have maybe more people working from home that need to travel to headquarters more. And at the same time, maybe you have more people sitting on Zoom than getting on airplanes. So it'll shift. We'll see what it'll look like.
For those leisure travelers, what kinds of things are they looking at in terms of where they actually go? Like, are they just trying to get somewhere other than the four walls of their house? Are they looking for places where, like, there aren't mask requirements, or the COVID restrictions are maybe a little bit looser so they can actually do things? Or is it really just a matter of what's cheap and where the airlines will take them right now?
I think it's a mix, of course. But, you know, the one thing that's been off limits entirely is Europe. Can't go there unless you're willing to take a long quarantine for the most part. You know, that's been really tough. So most people, their worlds have shrunk over the last year to be the US and Latin America and Caribbean. Those are kind of their choices. So that already narrows the field a little bit for people just because of political or regulatory restrictions. It's not that the airlines don't want to take them there. That's for sure. But when you look within those areas, what are people doing? Well, you see some places like Hawaii, which is always popular, but they have the testing requirement. And so I think for some people that are very focused on, they want to go to Hawaii, they'll make that work. But there are other people who say, forget it. I give up. I'm just going to go elsewhere. And Mexico and the Caribbean, those did really well in the early days. Now, in January, the U.S. put that requirement in place that says anyone who leaves the country has to have a negative test before they come back to the U.S. And so that created something of an issue. But people are still going to the Caribbean. They're still going to Mexico. And I would say that overall, Florida has been just a huge beneficiary of some of these things. You've seen a lot of people that would have gone elsewhere that say, I just need a beach. And so that's where they go, because Florida is more open. I do think it is a mix of things that go into it. But for some people, it really is that concern about, all right, how do I have to, what hoops do I have to jump through? And then depending on how cautious people are, they think about, all right, what if I do test positive while I'm abroad? Then what happens? And do I really want to take that chance? So everyone has a different risk profile, I guess.
How much of what the airlines have to do going forward is convincing travelers that it is safe and you can stay healthy getting on an airplane? Like, how much of it is perception and people maybe being cautious and nervous to get on a plane with a bunch of other people in a tight, confined space?
I don't actually know how much of that they need to do anymore. I think that was really a huge focus in the beginning. And you saw a lot of airlines blocking middle seats and doing all these things. But I think that at this point, when people decide they're ready to travel, it's either because they don't necessarily care about getting sick, or they have the vaccine, or they think they can take enough precautions on their own. The airlines have done a fair bit that's helpful. I actually just a couple of weeks ago, I had to take a day trip out to Phoenix, and I flew American out of Long Beach. And on our flight, they have all the announcements talking about safety. They give you a sanitizer wipe when you get on board, just all the little things that remind people that they are taking extra precaution. I think that's helpful and it puts people at ease. But when they're actually buying their tickets these days, I don't know how much that makes a difference, which airline is doing what. I think industry-wide, the airlines are all doing a lot, and I'm not sure how much difference it makes between them.
Brett Snyder is the president and founder of Cranky Concierge Air Travel Assistance and Cranky Flyer Airline Industry Blog, and you are flying today with the show.